Friend. he didn't have to bless me, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to bless me, but he did. Oh, yes, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Well, he didn't have to bless me, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to bless me, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to bless me, but he did. Oh, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Well, he didn't have to bless me, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to fill me, but he did. Oh, he didn't have to fill me, but he did. Oh, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Well, he didn't have to fill me, but he did.
Yeah. I can't mend a heart that's broken. Make it over again. But I know a man who can. I can't wait upon the sunset.
Make it white
as snow. But I know a man who can. No one can love you, and your life is out of hand.
I know a man
who can. I can't walk upon these waters. I can't calm the troubled sea. Blinded eyes to open, make the lame get up and walk again. But I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men.
Oh, for he's
my dearest friend. If you think no one can love you,
and your life is out of hand, I know a man
who can. Walk again.
sing. It's on. I just have a couple thoughts here. I just want to mention, you know, every one of us go through struggles and hurts in life, difficulties. And if we can get through them right, you know, if God can help us where the situations and troubles and hurts and problems, even the big mistakes, you know, it's something about God. It's so amazing. He can take your big mistakes and heal them. You know, he can take things that are broken. He can heal them. Things that seem impossible. His mercy, his love is just past finding out. But we really need his help so that these hurts and struggles and mistakes don't scar us. You know, that if we let him, he can help us to be overcomers. He can let us, he can help us to find the right path of righteousness through all our troubles, all of our hurts. I doubt if there's anybody here tonight that's not got hurts in your life. I just thought of this scripture where he said, when he came to this earth, when he finally stood in the temple and picked up the scroll of Isaiah and read it and said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. You know, if you've got a broken heart, Jesus came to heal it, fix it, bind it up. You may not ever get, you know, things fixed in life like you'd like for them to be, but the Lord can lead you out of your situation with liberty, freedom from the situation held, holding you bound. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. My God, I've been in prison to sin. I've been in prison to my own spirit. I've been in prison to other people's spirits. And I've been in prison to sin, you know. But he's able to open the doors of the prisons and free you. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, you know, when it's your... I think we're getting close to a time that God's going to, there's going to be an acceptable time that God's going to make this a door that's going to open for all that would. He's going to make it available. He's going to show himself. And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. And to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them, here it is, beauty for ashes. You might, you know, you may have loss. When God's done, he's going to burn all the flesh out of you. But he's going to replace it with something beautiful. Oil of joy for mourning. If you're in the valley today, well, your joy is coming if you'll just hold steady. Hold on. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'll tell you, I know this works. I've had it work in my life too many times. If you'll just keep serving him and hold on, he'll fix it. He'll make life better and better. that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, the glory of God. God, let us enter into your glory. And they'll build the old waste place, the old waste, and they'll raise up the former desolations, and they'll repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers will stand and feed your flocks, and sons of the alien shall be your plowmen in the vineyards. That's just showing that this Gentile ministry and this Gentile church that God is putting together. So let's sing that a little bit more and then rejoice in the hope that God's working something in our lives. And if you've got hurts in your life that are, even if they're deep, you know, let him touch you tonight. You could leave here with a touch that'll help you. Help you get over some of the things that's trouble you in your life. You know, even our little children. You don't realize little children get troubled with things in life. They know what their parents are going through, and it troubles them. I remember when I was a little boy, my mom and dad, they went through some struggles, difficult times that affected us children. But God's able to touch our children and help them come out of these situations. Hallelujah. Amen. I know a man who can tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, sons, call him Jesus, the Redeemer of all man. I call him
Jesus, and he's my dearest friend. If you feel one can love you, and your life will not end, I know a man who cares. He's my dearest friend. If you feel no one can help you and your life is out of hand, I know there who cares.
Oh, hallelujah. I love God's Spirit. I just love it. I love to feel it. Nothing feels any better than the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for the cards and the offering. We weren't expecting that. I figured y'all might do something in a few years when we have our golden, but it's not too far off. It's hard to think about. I don't know. How's this sneak up on you, Sister Crow? All these years keeps coming, don't they? One at a time. They get closer and closer, though, and more often. Praise God. Anyway, we do appreciate it. We wasn't expecting it. It wasn't necessary, but we're thankful for your love and you getting it to us. This is a good time of celebration this week for Thanksgiving. We're a blessed people to be a part of the United States of America, be a part of a nation that God put His grace in, and that He's restoring His church in, and the work that He's done in this nation. I wish it was different. I wish this nation was, I wish that our country and our government was still God-fearing and seeking God. But I know God knew how this was going to all turn out, but He still got a wonderful people in this country. And we're still blessed to have the economy that we have. It may not be as good as it could be, but it's still wonderful compared to the economy of around the world. And then the peace that we've got, safety, freedom that we have in this country. And so we have so much to be thankful for. So I hope you enjoy your family this week. Time together, celebrating this Thanksgiving time. And we won't have church Wednesday night. We'll always let you out to get ready for your company and family time and everything. It's always on a Thursday. But we will have service Sunday morning. So I'll see you then. Shake hands and be friendly.